Daily Rest, Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. This week's theme is Gifts of God's Varied Grace. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. The gift of leadership. The passage above gives a good list of qualities for a leader. Yet we can probably much more easily remember historical leaders filled with selfish ambition. Often people who aspire to leadership are more interested in gaining recognition than serving others. The idea that a person could both want to be a leader and be free of selfish ambition seems almost fanciful. In 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 9, King Manasseh rebuilt altars to false gods and practiced witchcraft, among other sinful deeds. His son, Amon, walked in all the ways that his father had walked, and was killed by the servants in his house, leaving an 8-year-old Josiah to ascend to the throne. Yet from this unlikely source, we get a wonderful example of Christian leadership. Josiah removed all the abominations from all the country that belonged to the children of Israel, and made all who were present in Israel diligently serve the Lord their God. All his days they did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers. 2 Chronicles 34, verse 33. An infant born in a stable is another unlikely place to find a leader. But Christ is a perfect king who laid down his life to save his people. He perfectly demonstrates the self-sacrificing love and humility required of a true Christian leader. Measured against his leadership, human leaders' sinfulness is even more apparent. God, in his grace and wisdom, does bless his people with leadership qualities, though they will fail to perfectly use those qualities in a selfless way. It is good when they use those gifts to lead faithfully and humbly as King Josiah did. May we value and encourage the Christian leaders among us who follow in the footsteps of our Savior. Jesus, lead thou on till our rest is won. And although the way be cheerless, we will follow calm and fearless. Guide us by thy hand to our fatherland. Amen.